Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaper.io, and I'm here today with Philippe Noel, the co-founder and CEO of Fractal. Good afternoon, Philippe. How you doing?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. Thanks for joining us today. Start with Fractal. That's an interesting company name. How'd you come up with that name?
So actually, my ex-girlfriend at the time came up with the name. You know, we were thinking of what Fractal enables you to do, which is to like take, if you want, like a computer with a bounded amount of power and suddenly expand it to have infinite amount of power by accessing the cloud. And, you know, fractals are like self-repeating patterns that can reach very large, you know, areas. So we were like, oh, you know, it's kind of connected in some way. We liked how it sounded, so we went with it.
It's a good choice. So to start with, can you share a brief background of yourself and your work experience?
Yeah. So I'm pretty young. I just graduated college. I graduated college in May 2020. My, you know, brief background, I grew up in Quebec City. I did most of my schooling, you know, in a town not too far away from there. And then when I was in high school, I was like, oh, I want to do science, you know, and like build things. And so I decided the best way to do that was probably to go to a new place where I would meet a lot of smart people. So I ended up going to school, you know, in Boston. So I studied computer science there. And when I was there, I did a variety of different internships. So I mostly worked in data science for the first year or two. And then after that, my junior summer, I went to work at Microsoft as a product manager on their cloud business, Azure. And that's really what got me interested in, you know, cloud computing. And that's when I had the idea for Fractal. And then, you know, to my manager's great despair, about halfway through the internship, I started working less and less for Microsoft and more for what became Fractal. And then it's really been all of my work experience since then. It's all been Fractal for over a year.
Oh, cool. And you're being humble. You can give your alma mater a plug.
Yeah, I studied computer science at Harvard.
Yeah, pretty good school there.
it's not bad. It's been a good time.
Yeah, well, good. And so what is Fractal about? I mean, you've touched on it, but what is the base product? Who's your target audience? And where do you plan to take this since you're so young at it?
Yeah, no. It actually fits quite well with the theme of the podcast, because really what we do is we help people work remotely. So what Fractal is a service that enables you to run applications that typically would require very powerful hardware and be able to run them on any device. So to give you an example of a customer persona, you know, let's say you're an animator, you work at Disney, right? In the office, you'll have a $5,000-$6,000 computer, you know, that weighs 40 pounds, has a lot of graphics cards. And that just simply means that, you know, the software you run to do animation requires this. But the people like yourself, like, you can't really work from home, right? Because a laptop is just not good enough. And in fact, when we started Fractal, we were talking to a lot of animators, and we talked to people at Disney who told us as soon as COVID hit, like, Disney was basically panicking because everyone needed to work from home, but no one had this type of hardware. So they spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, you know, drop shipping desktop computers to people's homes, which is a terrible way to do it. But instead, you know, you can use Fractal. We take those applications, we run them on remote data center hardware that is powerful, and we stream the video and the audio to you. So if you've heard of virtual desktop, it's essentially the next generation virtual desktop where we just stream you the application. And this way you can have a $200, you know, Chromebook or iPad and be able to run, you know, animation software on a computer that is actually $5,000-$6,000, very powerful, and work, you know, now work from home, work on the go. So that's what we do. And those are the type of people we service.
Interesting. That's a great concept. I can see, I mean, I'm assuming, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, but demand for your product went up when COVID hit. Is that true?
Yeah, we've had a lot of inquiries. You know, obviously a lot of people got interested in it. So yeah, you could say so.
And how about yourself? I mean, you're in basically the New York area now. Your team, where are they? Are they all in New York? Are they some of them in Quebec, or are they all over the country or the world?
They're all over the US. You know, we've been remote first. So when we started, we started Fractal at the beginning of my senior year of college. So it was me and a friend. And then we spent most of the time, you know, working in our dorm rooms, really, sort of the movie story, if you want. But then we started growing and we needed to hire people, but we didn't have too many resources. So we started hiring friends and friends of friends across different colleges, you know? So before we knew it, you know, now we're a team of 14 and we have 5 people that are here in the New York area, but the other 9 people are scattered all across the US. You know, we have a bunch of people on the West Coast, a couple of people in Boston, we have one person in Toronto, one person in Mexico. Yeah, we've sort of been, you know, if you're smart, then you care about what we're doing, no matter where you're based, you know, we'll love to have you join us.
Great. And you currently have openings, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
Wow. And do you foresee that as you grow, are you going to stay remote or do you think you'll eventually have an office somewhere?
So we have this like mini office, if you will, with a couple of people we have here right now. We're thinking, you know, as things settle, we'll probably have an office in New York City, where, you know, if you want to be in person, people will be able to be there. That being said, though, we do plan to be remote first forever, right? It's sort of the new way of working. And, you know, as I said, like smart people really, you know, can live wherever they want. If they're being productive where they are and, you know, it works well with us, we hope they visit sometime, but, you know, there's no problem with them being remote.
Yeah, interesting. So do you see, like, going forward, do you see that that's going to be the model? Do you think it's for most businesses? You obviously can do it because you've done it, but do you see that, that, you know, a lot of companies, you're a young man, and don't get me wrong, you're younger than both my kids. But, I mean, I think a lot of kids your age, I shouldn't say kids, a lot of adults your age, like that freedom. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think it will be, I think it will be the model because people have, you know, a lot of other things going on, right? And like, you know, more and more these days, there's this sort of like work-life harmony, right? Mm-hmm. Of, you know, you should be able to mesh your work with the other things that you care about. So I think, you know, and, you know, technology is making this possible in so many ways. So I think it will become the model.
Well, you're part of the technology that's making it possible, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, but the other thing is, you know, and I went through this, you know, people in their 20s and young 30s also need that social interaction. So how do you combine those two things with working remotely and you want to be part of something? And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. You know, just getting a couple of people together in the small office we have has been really nice. I think, so I don't know exactly what will happen. I think it depends on the people, but I think most companies will have an office so that if you do want to be in person and have a more traditional work environment, you will be able to. But at the same time, a lot of people seem to be able to find that through like other contacts or other friends, right? So I know of many people that, you know, as school went remote, instead of being at home, they got like a 14-person Airbnb with a bunch of friends and then they're all living together. Right. And they sort of quarantine in their little pod and they're all working at different companies or going to school at different schools. So you can sort of find this environment, I think, without, you know, being directly in the office.
True. And then, I mean, the other thing is you mentioned you actually graduated after stay in place was issued.
That's right.
What challenge did that cause? You know, I mean, you're literally what, 2 months from graduation, 3 months from graduation, all of a sudden everything closes down. I mean, how did you handle that?
It was interesting, to say the least. Obviously, it was a bit of a bummer that a lot of the, you know, celebratory end of college experiences were, you know, canceled. So that was unfortunate. But, you know, it went pretty well. Like by that time, we were already pretty serious about Fractal. So I already had like so much work and now, you know, I was already, you know, putting my academics a little bit on the side to focus on this. So now that, you know, school sort of got, you know, canceled, like they really, you know, went out the window and I focused on Fractal and it gave us the opportunity to move faster. And it's also been almost helpful to us in a sense, because suddenly there were a bunch of, you know, smart college kids that were at home and they were bored and they were looking for something to do. Right. And so a couple of them joined Fractal, started working with us, that helped us accelerate. And some of them are working full time at Fractal now as a result of that.
Cool. And do you generally hire full time or do you hire some part, some full, or is it all over the board?
So we've done, I would say maybe even like half full time, half interns. You know, there's a lot of smart people that can only commit a certain number of months, right? And that works with us. Really, we're very open-minded. Our philosophy is we should never say no to someone who's really smart and want to work with us. So we're pretty open. But right now, we're mostly looking to fill full-time roles, I would say. But again,
I would agree with you. Everything works. Of all my years of in this business, people would say, oh, I need someone with this skill and this skill and this skill. And I'm like, I want a good programmer, a really good developer. I'll teach them the new language, right? Would you agree?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And with the person with the skills and the right attitude, that's the person you want.
You just want to hire people who care.
Right. I agree with you. And it makes a huge difference and I think that's one of the challenges, because there's a lot of people that care, but making them feel like they're part of something in the age of remote, that's the balancing game right now, I think. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I think a lot of companies are trying to do a lot of like remote social events and, send, some swag to their employees, some t-shirts and whatnot to like make them feel like they're still part of the company. But it's definitely not as easy as being in person.
Yeah. And you've actually never, correct me if I'm wrong, you've never really had that 9-to-5 day job where you get up in the morning and you go to the office, have a cup of coffee, go to the water cooler, right? It's you might never experience that in your life.
Not really. I had some sort of semblance of that when I was at Microsoft for the summer, but it was not for a very long time. And internships are, not fully as serious as, a full-time job, if you will.
Yes, they are. I would agree with that. Well, Philippe, I want to thank you for your time today. I have to tell you, I think you've actually got something there. You're onto something. I think that's a great product, especially with the way the world is going. I think you're going to see more and more demand for it. And the other thing is, I hope someday you do get to walk the aisle and get your diploma.
That would be nice.
In a formal ceremony. I think they should do that for all of the people that graduated last year. It just wasn't the same, right?
Yeah, it wasn't the same. They say they will, but we'll see. But thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.